Shalom Aleichem, Rabbotai. Today, B'zot Hashem, we're finishing the fifth parak of Masrot in the Mishnah Yomi. So right now, we're on Mishnah Zayin. So chapter 5, Mishnah 7. Horei Hanamolim, the ant holes, meaning you found grains in a colony of ants, like in their tunnels, in their storehouses. Shalonu, that they slept, they spent the night, B'tzod Ha'arema, next to your pile of grain, a chayevet, which was chayev in Meiser, because this grain is at Gimar Melocha, harei elu chayevim. So whatever you find in these antholes, it's chayev in Meiser, sheyadua, because it's known, shemidavar hagamor gorin kol halayla, that from this pile of finished grain, they've been dragging the kernels all night long. So not only are we learning about Meiser, but we're learning about the gathering habits of ants, that the ants prefer to go out and gather the food at nighttime to fill up the storehouses in their ant colony. And also that if there's a supply of food right next to their ant hole, they will prefer to drag the food from that close supply rather than going abroad to find food farther away. So we've learned about mice and about ants. Great Mishnah Ches. Shum bol bechi. The garlic of Bol Bechi, the Bartonera brings to Pshatim. It's either a shum harif, super spicy, you'd call it flaming shum, she'ochlo boche, someone who eats it cries, so Bol Bechi, Bechi is crying, and of zol goes to mice, it makes him literally shed tears. So this is the super harif stuff, this is the real stuff. The Bartonera brings another explanation, v'li nire, it also appears to me, shum Godel Bahar Lebanon. It grows on a hill in Lebanon. Shekin Be'arvi in Arabic, coin Lebanon Bolbek. Bolbek. So apparently there's a place in Lebanon called the Bolbek, and that's where this plant grows, and it's also apparently super spicy. Uvotzel Shel Rechpa, and the onions from Rechpa, Grisin HaKilkin, the Grisin from Kilki, which might be Cilicia. Veho adoshim hamitzriot, the Egyptian lentils, Rabbi Meir, Omerhi, Rabbi Meir adds to this list, of hakarkis. Karkis is a cabbage or a bean. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, of hakotnit. Kotnit is similar to our kidneys. This is some species of lentil. Peturim in a miser. All of these items are potter from miser. And the Mepharshim say because these aren't usually planted domestically. They're typically grown in the wild, and people aren't cultivating these. Another explanation is these are all foreign plants that do not typically grow in Eretz Yisrael. Like we saw, the first one grows in Davka in Lebanon. A lot of things grow in Cilicia, Mitzrayim. They're typically not Eretz Yisrael fruits. So if you saw these in the market, you'd say, well, they're most likely, pretty much always, not grown in Eretz Yisrael and Pater from Meiser. Apparently not grown in Syria also, as we saw yesterday. So the Mishnah adds, when the kachim mekolim b'shvit, you can buy these from anyone during Shvit, because either these grow in hefker, they're not cultivated at all, and hefker is not an issue with Shvit, because it doesn't belong to anybody, so there's no chiyuv for beer to put it out at certain times of Shvit, or they're from chutz la'aretz, where Shvit does not apply. So the Mishnah continues, zora luf ha'elyon, the seeds from the upper luf, a different kind of luf, and Zera Kreshim, and the seeds of cress, Zera Betzolim, seeds of onions, Zera Lefetz Nanot, and of radishes and turnips, Shar Zerone Gina Shenachol, and other garden seeds that are inedible. So typically the seeds of grains are edible. You can process them into flour and bread, but the seeds of vegetables frequently are not edible. So what we're talking about here, Pturin Min HaMaisrot. So they're Pater HaMaisr because you can't eat them. Nukachim Mikol Adam B'Shvit. And two, since they're not food, you can buy them from anyone during Shvit. It's not a Shvit issue. Sha'afol pi, sha'avihin truma. Even though their fathers are truma, meaning the vegetables themselves are chayev and truma meiser, hare elu, yechelu. The new plants are not going to be truma. So if you took seeds from vegetables of truma and then you planted them, typically that's truma. But if the seeds were completely inedible, as they are in this case, then what grows out of them are not truma. This is not the same as what we learned in the Mishnah of truma. If you had grains, you planted kernels of wheat that were truma, then hagodol min truma, then you'd have to treat what grows out of it as truma as well. Shkoyach, have a great day. and Mazel Tov on our completion of Meiser. And tomorrow begins Meiser Sheni. So we're back for seconds. It was so good they made a sequel.